FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Police investigating the discovery of a decomposed body in a tent in Canterbury have arrested a man on suspicion of murder. The remains were found on land near Tenpurch Road in the Windcheap area just over 2 weeks ago. A 26-year-old from Eltham is currently in custody. Officers say the victim was a man in his 60s, though tests are still being done to identify him.
KMFM News.
It's feared an increasing number of children in Kent are looking for professional help because they're stressed about exams. Childline says it's seen a 72% increase in visits to its exam stress webpage in the last year. It also delivered more than 500 counselling sessions to children in the southeast. Mums on the school run at Robert Napier in Gillingham say they've noticed their children feeling the strain.
He feels that he doesn't get any extra help to help him with the exams and the stress, and they're made to study too much, and he feels that he has too much to do when he comes home.
It does concern me a little bit, to be honest with you.
All they can do is their best, really, and prepare themselves for it.
Well, teacher Chris Edwards says there is help available.
The internet, which didn't exist when we were at school, is a very, very wide resource. We need to train our children to go to the right places to find that sort of information. It is about studying hard, but sometimes, because of the pressures on these young people, they study too hard and they burn themselves out.
People living in a part of Strood are being urged to keep windows and doors closed following a suspected chemical leak. Firefighters have issued the advice to residents in Coronation Road after being called to nearby Hyacinth Road just before 11 this morning. Emergency crews are at the scene.
KMFM News.
The family of a man who's gone missing in Medway have made a heartfelt appeal for him to get in touch. Nigel Knights hasn't been seen since going shopping at Morrison's in Strood on Monday evening. The 63-year-old, who's originally from Cuxton, had been staying in All Hallows after arriving from Lanzarote for a family christening. His son Ben says they're all desperate for news.
He's not been eating properly for quite some time and drinking properly, and he's not himself. And he's like a shell of himself, and it's horrible to think of him lost and scared and confused and being too scared to come home or contact anyone.
The Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond insists relations with China are strong despite unguarded comments made about the Queen. She was caught on camera yesterday describing Chinese officials as very rude during a state visit last year. Harry Mount is a columnist at the Daily Telegraph. He blames Her Majesty's slip-up on her PR team.
Her advisor should have said, "We're now going to film you so your comments will be heard," but she should be entitled to say what she likes in private, so I don't think it's her fault, it's the media team's fault.
A man's been cut free from a car following a crash which has closed the A20 at Swanley. Four vehicles were involved in the collision on the coastbound carriageway between McDonald's and the A20 interchange just after 10 this morning. There are still long delays in the area. And Taylor Swift has been given a prize named in her honour. The 26-year-old collected it at the BMI Pop Awards in LA. It's only the second time the organisation's presented a prize in its artist name. Michael Jackson was the first in 1990.
KMFM Sports.
England's women's captain Charlotte Edwards has retired from international cricket. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Charlotte's led England for the past decade and won a record 309 caps. The 36-year-old has also seen the country to victory in the Ashes, World Cup and World 2020. She says the decision was taken after discussions with England's director of women's cricket, Claire Connolly.
Claire came to see me last week and pretty much told me they were looking to replace me as captain, me looking to continue as a player, and you know, it was made pretty clear to me that I wasn't seen in the initial plans moving forward.
Meantime, the final day of Kent's championship game against Gloucestershire at Canterbury has been delayed because of bad weather. If the rain stays away, the home side will resume on 478/8 in their first innings, a lead of 141 runs. Football and West Ham are promising to ban for life any supporters involved in the attack on Manchester United's team bus. It was targeted before the final match at Upton Park last night, which resulted in a 3-2 win for the home side. These fans were outside the stadium at the time.
I got lifted in the air and then got chucked by people all the way to here.
There was three or four police horse charges, as the police termed it.
They've come here for a reason. There's violence. The team bus got smashed. It's a shame.
Later, Sunderland can secure Premier League safety and relegate rivals Newcastle with a win over Everton tonight. Elsewhere, Liverpool take on Chelsea.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.